Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Nui Tech People podcast. This is one of our first episodes for 2021. And today we're going to be chatting with Nathan Hookway, General Manager of Zimple Digital, about his career to date and Zimple's plans for growth in 2021 and beyond. Hi, Nathan. Welcome to the Nui Tech People podcast.
Thanks for coming
and spending some time today. So I understand your role as capacity of General Manager at Zimple Digital. Can you tell us how that began and that's evolved over the last several years? You've been there for about 8 years now.
Yeah, so Zimple's been around officially, I think, in about 2012. We got all the company documents together and kicked it all off. Prior to that, the other two directors, Ryan and Blake, were, you know, forming the foundations of what the business was.
Yeah.
In that time, I was in another business. So I had a franchise on the Central Coast
at Westfield. GNC?
It was GNC, yeah. So that was sports supplements. And that was good. We ran that business for 2.5 years, but in the background there was conversations around, you know, digital and the impact it has on business, which was sort of the inception of Zimple. Mm-hmm. And then the boys sort of picked it up and ran with it, and I decided that we found out that we were going to have a baby, so my priorities changed, and I was like, okay, I don't want to work for Frank Lowy anymore. I'd like to sort of do my own thing. So I was feeling the constraints of a franchise model. So, yeah, we wrapped that up after 2.5 years. And, I came back in as a director with Zimple around 2012, 2013. Yeah.
Good. And we'll get to that in a minute and talk more about Zimple's growth. So in terms of you starting a career in marketing and digital, because I know that you began studying a Bachelor of Biomedical Sciences. So tell us about that journey.
Yeah. So 2007. I was 24, so I decided that I wanted to go back to school at 24. I was in real estate and it wasn't really, you know, ticking boxes for me. So instead of just joining the University of Newcastle, I decided that I'd move to Perth.
Sydney.
Ryan, who's the director of Zimple, was already over there finishing his degree at Curtin. So I thought, okay, well, I can go over there and sort of see what happens. So I joined the University of Notre Dame as an undergrad in PE teaching and got bored with that within the first semester. And I did pretty well at anatomy and physiology, so I transferred across to biomedical science and I continued with that for 2.5 years. Moved back to Newcastle and the curriculums didn't quite line up between University of Notre Dame and University of Newcastle. It essentially doubled the duration. And when I moved back, I met my wife. So, again, priorities change in life. So I finished that up. I just deferred the rest of the course. I could have had it wrapped up in probably about 6 months, but I decided that wasn't my path. And we bought the business on the Central Coast.
So you were one of the founders of that business then?
Well, we bought into that business. So it was a typical franchise model. So GNC are sort of a worldwide, well, they were, they're bankrupt now. So
good old franchise models.
Yeah. Well, they were a big deal in the United States, throughout Australasia, but the model didn't quite transpire to Australia. When I picked up the franchise, they were moving from a corporate to a franchise model. So there was a good opportunity on the table and we took it. But yeah, that's where the sort of digital stuff came in. I recognized when I was in the franchise that digital was starting to take a big slice of the pie in terms of retail revenue.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do anything in the franchise model. So that was the inception of the conversations around a digital agency.
You can't just go and create your own e-commerce site. It has to be from the brand.
We couldn't even run a Facebook page. So that was quite frustrating. We built a website. Ryan built a website for the store to try and build it and they squashed that. So, yeah, it was quite frustrating. So during that 2.5 years, I transferred what I could to the University of Newcastle and I started an undergrad in Comm Finance. So that's my official undergrad is Comm Finance. And I finished that up probably 2 or 3 years ago while we were sort of growing the business. So it's been a long haul. I think I've been at uni now
for most of your
working
career. Yes,
my awakened life. Yeah, I've it's coming. This is my 13th year, so I'm studying a master's in marketing at the moment. So,
13 years part time studying at university.
Yeah,
and, good on you.
And a business and a wife and two beautiful little girls. So it's been a big journey.
Yeah, I think I've had two career changes in my career. So it's just, I think it's too much pressure for students, especially just to figure out what they want to do straight away out of high school.
Absolutely. And yeah. It's, you've got to be passionate about what you're doing, particularly at uni. I mean, uni teaches like technical skills, which is really good, but it also teaches you time management and how to control yourself. That's the biggest lessons I got out of that. So that's flowed into everything I do now. So,
And what advice would you give to students wanting to start a career in marketing or digital?
Yeah, digital marketing in particular. The curriculum's still pretty light at the uni. It's changing rapidly, but it's still pretty traditional. So I'd still say focus on traditional marketing. So everyone within our team at Zimple is a marketer first, and then we span off into our sort of...
You need the foundation and the fundamentals first, and that's just different, applying at a across different channels.
Different platforms. I mean, if you... specialization is still recommended. Like you can still need to...
So like SEO or...
Yeah, SEO, SEM, social media, content production. There's a whole range of areas that you go into, but the output of those particular skills are only as good as the strategic thought that's gone into producing them.
Yes.
So, yeah, we always try and take a strategy-led approach based on objectives and then back that up with skills. So, yeah, anyone looking to start a career in digital, I'd say focus predominantly on the soft skills, so thinking, listening, being able to synthesize information and then put it onto paper and then, have your backup in the tactical execution of that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And market research, obviously, because that's key if you're
going
to be helping your clients grow their businesses.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Zimple. So you've been steadily growing the business over the last several years, which is exciting, and you're a sort of full-service creative and digital agency based in Charlestown.
Yeah, so there's 18 of us now, which is great. Wow. So last year we moved into a new premises just above Rascals in Charlestown up in the New Corn development, which was pretty exciting. So we did a full fit out, and that was to accommodate the short-term and future growth of the company. We've hit the short-term growth already and we're looking to expand beyond that. Yeah. So, yeah, we've got a pretty diverse team up there and everything seems to be moving in the right direction. So we're pretty happy.
Good. And can you talk about some of those plans for growth at this point, and what are you going into other sort of areas or new client segments?
Yeah, so traditionally our client base is businesses that are already sort of executing some marketing, but due to competitive pressures they need to sort of increase their digital presence in particular, and that's why they would come to us. What we've observed is the barriers to entry in business have lowered considerably off the back of digital means of communicating with people. So businesses that have been around for 20 or 30 years that have a great reputation, they've got plenty of word of mouth business, are starting to notice that their revenue is in decline due to all these upshoots. So that's where we come in.
And different channels people are
Well, it's very accessible. Yeah, you don't, in the past, you'd put a billboard up, you'd run a radio campaign or you'd do some TVC, but now everyone seems to think they can put together a Facebook page and campaign and go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we certainly don't have a lot of followers on our Facebook page. Our main channel is LinkedIn, obviously. And that's I guess, our business. But, it certainly pays to pay an expert to optimize that for you.
Yeah. And you touched on it earlier, the research that goes into anything that we do at Zimple, we want to be agnostic enough to be able to say, okay, well, not everyone needs this particular application of our skills.
Yeah.
We might need a specialist in this area over here. It depends on the nature of, firstly, what the business wants and then what the data is telling us about what the opportunity is in the marketplace.
And a lot of sort of smaller businesses really don't fully understand what their market segment is as well. So I guess you can provide advice around.
Yeah, it goes straight back to the marketing plan and before that even a business plan. So it helps to, we've learned over the years to position ourselves to work with established businesses. typically in the service-based industries, but it does expand beyond that, because without a business plan, it doesn't matter how good a job you're doing at the tactical execution of digital marketing or a website, if it has no context higher up the chain, then, you know, it doesn't end well.
And what can you tell us about some of the clients that you work with?
Yeah, so we work with a broad range of clients. Our primary personas that we work with are marketing managers, sort of those passionate doers that are in their sweat equity style.
Mm-hmm.
We work with legacy builders, so the people that are trying to, you know, build a sustainable business long term, and they want a scalable infrastructure in their marketing plan to be able to do that. And then there's the freedom seekers, and they're the sort of the tradies that are, you know, they're applying their craft and they're winning, but they want to take a step back and get some time. So, and that those personas can apply to a broad range of industry sectors. We do a lot of work in the construction industry. I think that's just more so reflective of the economy.
Yeah. Definitely, broadly. There's heaps of construction going on in Newcastle as well, which is exciting.
Yeah, so we work down into Sydney as well. A number of our larger clients are in Sydney, a few major home builders and other housing and construction industry sort of businesses. But then we work with service-based businesses right across Newcastle.
You know, digital skills are changing quite rapidly, and I think the marketing area is no exception. Are there any particular skills that you see becoming more and more popular or more in demand, or is there skills that you know that you find hard to find yourself?
I mean, skills can be taught. Our approach is that it's more about the attitude and the way of thinking rather than the actual skill set itself. That's why I went and made a recommendation around soft skills. So the ability to think and synthesize information is probably more important than the actual tactical implementation, particularly in our team where, say, the designers and developers will be talking to the head of strategy, who'll be talking to a social media manager, who'll be talking to account management. So the way that our agency is structured, we apply that sort of design thinking. So we try and say, okay, well, here's the problem. Now let's all look at it, that same problem with our different expertise and create a solution. The skills predominantly lie in being able to understand what a client wants and then apply their craft. Based on that.
But also more and more account managers are having to sort of upskill in the analytics area as well, because if you are developing a campaign or a website for your client or a Facebook campaign, you need to be able to translate what the results
that's
of that campaign has been.
And that's if you can lock down the objective of what the business owner wants and then put a clear sort of target on that through data, then the sustainability of the campaign is almost guaranteed. So our account managers in particular lean on our head of strategy and digital marketers on a daily basis, but their skill set is quite high. Our account managers are very good at opening up analytics and wrapping a story around what's actually happening. Yep. You have to want to do that. And I think our account management team genuinely want to get a good result, so they're willing to jump in there rather than saying that's a bit scary in the back of Google Analytics. The ability to interpret data, but as most people are aware, you can do what you want with the data.
I certainly remember my days back in account management with Leo Burnett.
Yes.
Just at the beginning of online advertising and flash banner ads.
Yes.
Which is showing my age now. But, you know, these clients, you know, were used to getting results from TVC and print campaigns and outdoor campaigns, and then having to deliver the results of an online campaign where the click-through seems like really minimal, but it was probably the industry standard at the time. It's a hard...
There's still residual from that constantly trying to marry above the line and below the line activity. It's just as much an art as it is a science. The correlation between, you know, running radio, TV, billboard, and then marrying that with the data that we're seeing through analytics is a challenge. And really it's kind of that holy grail that everyone's searching for in terms of attribution.
Yeah.
If you can get that right, you can scale pretty well. But
I think that's also explaining that to the client that just because it's lower doesn't mean it's failed.
Exactly. And quite often marketing is a necessary evil to a lot of businesses, I think, which is why it often gets relegated to sort of an office admin or someone that, you know, is interested in Instagram or Facebook but isn't necessarily qualified to to deploy a campaign. So
So what can you tell us about the culture and what it's like to work at Zimple?
It's fun. it really is. It's we've got a good group of people in there. I guess from an academic or a theoretical point of view, we're probably like a clan culture mixed with a market culture. So kind of like a corporate family where everyone's ideas are sort of valued and everyone gets an opportunity to put forward ideas and discuss things. We're pretty flat in that regard. But then from a market perspective, everyone prides themselves on being a professional and driving themselves and driving results for the client. So it's a combination of those two elements, probably front-facing with the client. It's the market culture. But internally, it's a pretty good place to be.
Good. I know a fair few people that work at Zimple and they've enjoyed working there. So.
And that's culture's a funny thing. It's not necessary. I'm learning over the years. It's not something that you can dictate or sort of put a slogan on the wall and then everyone just buys into that vision and that culture.
Yeah, exactly.
Taking time to get the right mix of people into the business. It's no good coming from director level. So it's no good myself, Blake or Ryan saying, okay, this is where it needs to be. We'll set the financial and growth targets for the business. And my role then is to facilitate the team and letting that culture reveal itself. And it's done that. It's taken a long time, but we've got there.
Good. And you touched on sort of attributes that are really important to you in terms of those soft skills. Is there anything else that when you're looking to hire people that you, that's really a must have?
Our growth to date hasn't really been off a specific formula in terms of acquisition of new staff. I majoritively will be the one leading that new hire. The first thing I'm looking for is team fit. That's always the first thing, and generally you can pick up on that in the first 10 minutes or so. And then closely followed by that is the skill set of the individual to understand whether or not they can meet the demands of the role. I heard a good saying, it's hiring a new person is like giving the keys to your house and letting someone in and taking care of your kids. And it's kind of, I'm the gatekeeper there because I understand that the wrong person in a role can have a bad effect on the business.
And obviously, you know, where I was explaining to you before, we're hiring at the moment as well, and we're really protective of our culture, and it's really important that the next people that come in to new tech people as well are going to add positively to the culture. And I think that's really
key.
You don't have to all be the same personality type, that's for sure, but
that's the challenge, you know, is
diversity is really important. Diversity of thought, diversity of people, obviously.
Well, that's the sort of, that's the zeitgeist of the business, I guess. It's sort of, it's a collection of individuals that, you know, come together in our case to be Zimple. The gravity that comes from that, but we're finding word of mouth is just the same way it would be in marketing. Word of mouth's quite a strong driver for new hires.
I know you've had a couple of people come back as well.
Yeah. People want to work in a place with good people that are professional and, you know, are driving towards an outcome.
Absolutely. Yep. And is there any productivity tools that you guys use as a team?
What
works for you guys?
From a team perspective, operationally, we use StreamTime as our sort of project management software. So that...
Is that specific to advertising or marketing? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it'd be akin to like a monday.com or...
Okay.
It can be repurposed for multiple industries. Mm. It tracks our productivity, our burn rate on all of our projects, how we've costed the project, who's working on it, how it finished, and it archives all that information. So in conjunction with that, I use a program called Magnify that our accountants, Maxim Accounting and Advisory, put us onto. So I bring the capacity side of the productivity and efficiency side of the operational execution into our projections. And it gives us a pretty clear picture of the future. So that drives a lot of the growth. Being able to forecast 3, 6, 12 months into the future and then just be constantly navigating around where we are relative to that target makes my job pretty easy.
I'll have to talk to you about that later.
Yeah. It's
James and I are thinking, you know, we need to improve some of those back office systems.
Well, we spent a lot of time, Ryan's an electrical engineer by qualification. So he's he put together a whole suite of spreadsheets that we were using for a number of years there to sort of track where we're at and where we're going. Yeah. And we built a back-end system. Blake led an internal project called the Zant that was used for a number of years, which helped us to step to where we are now. And that was tracking a lot of our stuff. But this program integrates all of that, and it uses APIs to pull in information from different areas. And, yeah, we haven't looked back.
Yeah, good. So I know you've got pretty strong growth trajectory for this year, which may open up opportunities for career development for others. Is there any particular areas that you support your staff with learning or professional development?
Yeah, so there's a number of our team that are just by their own motivation studying. So our head of strategy is doing psychology. Content producer is doing law, which is interesting. I'm doing my master's, as I said earlier. So we're pretty broad in terms of education. We support that. Our videographer's on the path to studying robotics at university well. Yeah, so that's been quite a good hire and a new introduction of service offering through video and photography at Zimple, which is really exciting. Yeah. That's something that's going to form a big part of our growth, as we recognised pretty early in the piece that video is a primary form of communicating.
Yeah, and that ramped up certainly during COVID,
The trend towards the way that people consume content and the time, video is going to be integral to that. So we're pretty excited to have Garth on board. He had his own business for 8 years, so he's bringing a lot of energy to the team, which is good. But outside of like your traditional education paths, monthly we hold lunch and learns. Mm-hmm. So that's just where a team member will get up and talk about their specific role, and then that becomes an open forum where everyone can ask questions and help to understand, you know, what an account manager is doing versus a developer versus content. Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you want to add in terms of Zimple's growth, any exciting plans that are coming up?
Yeah, the growth is managed growth in alignment with, you know, our constitution and our financial projections. So a lot of our growth has been driven through demand. We can model everything. We can make spreadsheet and our projection software look great.
Uh-huh.
But the unknown variable there is the market and actually acquiring that new business and making sure it's a good fit for the company. Uh-huh. So that is the unknown. But
especially during times like this when we just don't know what's
what's
happening.
So it's about positioning the business in sectors that are relatively maybe recession-proof if anything does come down the pipeline.
Yep.
We've been fortunate that to date the whole COVID period was actually okay for Zimple. We grew through that period.
That's good.
Which was a result of a lot of businesses pivoting towards digital because they had no other means.
So that certainly sped up everyone's plans during that time after a bit of a lull. Everyone was a bit in shock, I think.
Well, it forced people to face digital. So people that maybe were hesitant about using Zoom for meetings and jumping on there and using that form of communication were forced to adopt it. And then that bled out into broader sort of applications of what they can do with their digital presence. So we capitalized on that, and that's where we were able to grow last year with 6 new team members through that period.
Yeah, good.
Mm.
Great.
And that's key,
I think, like you touched on before, diversification of customer base is really critical to see you through those times.
Yeah, and the way that we structure the company is we have a shareholder meeting on a monthly basis where we review progress to date towards our targets, but also what happened historically. Being able to lean on our accounting team to be a trusted advisor throughout the whole COVID advent was pretty powerful. It was good. Yeah, they steer the ship well.
Very good.
Yeah.
So what about you personally? What do you like to do in your spare time? I know you've got a young family.
Yeah, spare time.
And studying.
Yeah. For 13 years, my spare time was uni. Not so much now. I found undergrad versus master's is totally different. The stuff that I'm learning currently is just directly applicable, whereas comm finance was relevant, but it wasn't something that I could take and apply. I was never going to be in corporate land doing that stuff.
Yeah.
So outside of my studies, spending time with my family and friends, food, mm-hmm. I like listening to music, Aussie rules.
Yeah, good.
AFL tragic, watch cricket and cycling.
Who's your team?
Hawthorn.
Hawthorn.
Yeah.
Ah, my kids follow Hawthorn through their father.
Yeah. 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 It's I played in a previous life and it was back in the 80s, I think. So from pretty young age, 80s or 90s, I started following Hawthorn. So I went through the big dip and then we had our good times and then, yeah, let's not talk about now.
And do you listen to podcasts? Is there any that you listen to?
Yeah. Yeah, I try to listen to podcasts pretty regularly rather than I try and use that downtime in the car to, get some good stuff in there. And I jump around a little bit. I mean, I try and jump across genres and I tend to lean towards podcasts that have a pretty diverse sort of guest lineup. Mm-hmm. So I listen to Hamish and Andy pretty regularly. Yeah.
They're funny, aren't they?
they always put a smile on my face. Aubrey Marcus podcast. So he's the founder of Onnit, a sports supplement business. Listen to that a fair bit.
So you're obviously still interested in the health industry then?
Yeah, just in general, general health, more so around how to optimize so burnout doesn't occur. But so that's good. Tim Ferriss has been a staple for a long time. I think he is for a few people. And, Joe Rogan. Rogan's, he gets some pretty diverse guests on there with alternate ideas, so I enjoy that, yeah.
Good. And so if you were thinking back during your career and, you know, the study that you've done, if you were to give any career advice to your younger self, what do you think that would be?
Younger self, career-wise, I didn't start thinking about that probably until 24. And that was, you know, I came out of school not really knowing where I wanted to go. I went to good schools, local schools, St. Francis Xavier. It was all fine, but nothing really grabbed me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I stepped into sort of academia that I sort of started to find my feet a little bit. The advice I'd give my younger self, though, would probably just be to find something where I can sort of genuinely be myself and help other people while doing that. I found Zimple's been a great platform to do that, particularly as we grow more and more. It's a real opportunity to help people. So that's been good. And don't choose a career where you're going to live in quiet desperation. That'd be the other one. Yeah, just ticking the clock away just for a paycheck, it doesn't work. It's not sustainable.
No way to live.
No.
Definitely. All right. Well, where can people find you?
They can find me on LinkedIn, so just Nathan Hookway, or they can shoot me an email through our company website and, I'll be there.
Great.
Awesome.
Well, it was really good to see you today and thanks for coming on the Nui Tech People podcast.
No worries.
It was a really interesting story to hear about your career journey and your plans for growth at Zimple.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for having me, Linda.
Thank you.
Bye.